And we're back.
We're back.
I sure hope you bought the thing that we were selling there.
I bought two.
You know what? I bet it was Anchor FM.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, and they're pretty good folks.
Yeah.
So support them.
Can't really buy two of those, then. I lied. It's a clear lie, then.
You can't buy one of them, Brandon, because it's free.
Wow. Look at you. The ad's over.
The hucksters that we are.
That's right. That's right.
We're giving it to you.
So get, what you got on your list? You said you got some stuff on
your list. I got some stuff on the list.
I'm curious now. You piqued my interest.
You want good news or bad news?
I want good news.
Good news. Okay. Doom Patrol's officially got a season 3.
I saw that. That's awesome. Yes.
Did you finish season 2?
I did. Yeah, I dug it a lot.
Did you love it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I wouldn't say I loved it.
How would you stack it up to season 1?
Let's say, you know, as far as shows go, I gave season 1 like, you know, 7.5, 8.
Okay.
This is a good 6.5, 7.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's still a fun show. Too much of the little girl.
Yeah?
She was too much of the centerpiece of the whole, you know, I don't know, a whole new character that, I don't know, I feel like it all revolved around her.
Okay.
Didn't hate her, just a little too much for me.
Okay. So. Interesting. I'm looking forward to giving it a shot. Like I said, I don't have the HBO Max.
Oh, that's right, yeah, yeah.
But, like, the first season I bought on Amazon Prime for $20.
Yeah.
I'd have to imagine this will become available to buy.
I'm sure.
Probably sooner rather than later.
Right.
So I'm looking for... Would you say it's as worth purchasing as season 1 was?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if you enjoyed season 1, you're going to enjoy the shit out of this, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wouldn't say it's the same... I just didn't... Like I said, her character was the only character that bothered me.
Okay.
That's it.
And was it that she bothered you, or was it just bothersome that she was the central figure?
It was more that, yeah, everything that everybody did affected her, revolved around her. Now, you know, it was a lot of like season 1 of or 2 of Walking Dead. It's like, where's Carl? Carl, stay in the house. Mm. Oh, let's go find Carl. You know what I mean? That kind of shit. Don't get mad, Carl. You know, like, you know, all that kind of, just a lot of, I don't know.
Okay.
That makes me sound like I don't like kids in shows, but...
You fucking don't.
I don't. I just hate them. God. I mean, I love Stranger Things. Brandon hates obviously, kids. That's right. That's the name of the podcast now.
And that's why. No wonder my kids were hiding when you came over.
They didn't want to speak to me. I gave them a scowl as I walked down the stairs.
Yeah. No, they were just really enjoying their trampoline time.
They were, yes.
So, like, when Brandon came over, I was hanging out in the basement with my kids, and my kids never get to hang out in the basement. Because this is my workstation. Like, you know, they hung out a lot here over the summer.
Sure.
And, like, over the last year. But now that this is where I'm teaching from, this is home base, like...
Something's off limits.
It's just kind of known.
Right.
And then also having the dog, because the dog's not allowed down here.
Fair enough, yeah.
So, like, they never come... So when they come down here, they're like, oh, my God, I forgot.
It's, like, all new.
All this cool shit that I have.
Right.
Let me play with it.
Sure.
So, yeah, they were all over the trampoline. More good news...
Oh, yes.
WandaVision officially back in production.
Saw that. That's awesome.
I am loving seeing production start on stuff.
Me too.
More and more.
Me too. Like, that makes me hopeful that we'll get some stuff in the next few months.
Yeah, we will.
So,
well, I think especially with all those Disney Plus shows, like, I think they had a lot of stuff in the can already.
Or pretty close to.
Yeah, that I think the turnaround will be pretty fast on those.
Agreed.
So when I hear like, oh, WandaVision's back in production, we legitimately might have it by the end of 2020.
You know?
We might only be a couple months away.
Right.
From having it.
Even if it's only, you know, half of the episodes or whatever type thing.
Right. But, if they do half seasons, right. Like Walking Dead style.
Right.
And I'm here for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm here for anything.
Give me some new content. Really. Right. Yeah.
Whatever you can.
Yeah. Speaking of Walking Dead, you saw their ending after next season.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
You know, I'm good with that, because...
It's, what, 11 years? 11
It'll months? Be season 11, and they're going to do, you know, umpteen spinoffs, because now they have the Walking Dead universe. So they're going to have...
That's what's keeping AMC afloat.
Absolutely. So they have, I think, 2 spinoffs. You know, Daryl and Carol are going to have a spinoff, where after the show ends, they're going to end up doing a show about them too, or whatever. But they also have a show, I forget the title of it, but this one seemed very cool to me. It was like... The Walking Dead Chronicles or something, where they'll go back and tell, you know, one episode stories of, like, previous characters who have died. In the, you know what I mean? So they'll do one episode about the governor. Maybe it might happen during the time we know of, or might have, you know, one episode of Glenn or whatever. I think it's a cool fucking idea.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I co-sign that.
So you could still run into characters you're familiar with per episode, but it's not like a big season arcing thing.
So it's more like an anthology.
Big time. Yeah. So here's this one story, one shot, 1 hour about, boom.
Very cool, I thought
that was a kind of cool idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I totally co-signed that.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like in the comics where they would do, here's the Governor special episode, here's the Michonne special episode, you know, that kind of stuff. Just do it as a show. I think I'm down for it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a good way for, like, Negan and those characters, too, to live on and do some shit going
forward.
Well, I heard they're not doing
a Negan spinoff
show.
That's
what I heard, too.
Which is surprising because they're doing... Well, not only is he popular, but, like, they are doing a Negan spinoff comic.
Right.
So, like, that's the one place where... But, you know, that's Robert Kirkman for you.
Totally.
You know, and being like, nope, I want comics to be the comics.
I mean, and if some of this stuff is successful, who knows what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Chronicles take off and they do a Negan episode and that's huge, the next thing you know, you got a show or you got a miniseries or a special or whatever, you know. AMC, if it says Walking Dead, they'll throw some money at it and they'll get Jeffrey Dean Morgan to do it. I mean, well, he's pretty much said he'll do anything.
What I say. It all depends on Jeffrey Dean Morgan because he really...
He's down to play that character for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's nice. You know who else just this week said they were like down to play a character forever? Fucking Chris Hemsworth.
I saw that.
It's like, Thor has never returned. Right.
I didn't say I'm leaving.
Stoked on that, man. Me too. Nice, dude. Like, so many of these big stars are like, yeah, I did my time. And I totally understand that. I'm not going to poo-poo on RDJ or Chris Evans. Like, I get it, man. That shit takes up a lot of time, a lot of your life. You have other projects you want to do. But I love seeing a Chris Hemsworth be like, nope, y'all are my people, man. I'm here for as long as you'll have me.
There's nothing to poo-poo because recent reports are true. ScarJo's going to come back, and so is RDJ at some point.
I don't know. RDJ's got some... He is not happy with Marvel Studios.
Yeah, things change.
Well, just so he has a cameo in Black Widow.
In Black Widow, I know that for sure, right.
But he didn't film one.
Oh, really?
They built it out of other shit.
That I didn't know.
And
I see.
That really pissed him. Because, like, he didn't get...
The same paycheck?
He didn't get any paycheck.
Oh, well, that's not how you do that. How can you
At least I would assume not.
With a likeness, because, you got to use it.
No, because that's part of when he signed to play Robert Downey Jr. is they could use any of their Iron Man footage.
In any other...
At any point. Like, they own that footage. So, I read something where I guess someone asked him about it. Like, oh, what's your cameo? And he was like... I'll find out at the same time you will.
But didn't Natalie Portman get paid for Endgame and stuff? She didn't film anything. That was all old footage.
She filmed something new.
It
didn't show up in the...
Oh, okay. Maybe that was it.
Yeah,
okay.
it didn't make the final cut, but she was there to film.
Okay. Well, I can understand how that would rub you wrong then.
Yeah, man.
That I get.
I mean, when Doolittle failed, maybe he starts needing money, but like that dude doesn't need money.
No.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's going to be okay.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know if I see Robert Downey Jr. returning anytime soon.
I bet. If
you know, I could see...
If the Chris's come back and...
If I were a betting man, I don't think we see Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark again for 10 years.
I bet the under on that.
Would you?
I would. Yep.
So yeah, I would say 10 years. I think they'll get through this whole next big arc.
I'll put $10 on it right
without
now.
Without him. All right.
It's recorded. $10.
Yeah, I'll put 10 on that.
There you go.
I'll put 10 Moranis bucks on it.
Damn right. Those are going to be worth something soon.
Right.
That's what I'm telling you. We should have got those Moranis t-shirts going. We could have sold a fortune. We would have been ready to go by now. Boom. Moranis
Mobile, just imprint your logo on it. We're good.
One more thing that we made happen, man.
Yep.
That's what I'm telling
Moranis
you.
Moranis bucks. We fucking brought them back.
That's what I'm saying.
But, yeah, I think it'll be 10 years, man.
Yeah, I would doubt that. He's so beloved. And
he is, but he's going to want to do some other things.
Yeah.
And I think, similarly, Disney's trying to, after this pandemic, they're not trying to spend Robert Downey Jr. money.
You know what's going to make him spend Robert Downey Jr. money? Snyder.
Oh.
Because you've heard the new rumors, right?
Huh.
Because, I mean, this movie isn't even out yet, and they're already ready to give it Oscars and all kinds of shit. I mean, they're like, this is going to be the next greatest thing of all time. They pretty much already said they're doing a Justice League 2 and a Man of Steel 2.
What?
Yes. Snyder on both. I'm saying, after that shit comes out, and if that shit works, they're going to throw Robert Downey Jr. whatever money he wants to come back and save Marvel Universe from DC.
Oh, the Marvel Universe doesn't need any saving.
It's going to be a new world out there.
Yeah, I've heard that fucking story before.
I'm telling you.
I've heard that once or twice. And if
Ben is still playing Batman, I'm telling
you.
I'm telling you.
He's fucking not.
I've heard he might come back for Man of Steel, and I'm just saying.
I'll believe it when I am on record as being very excited for the Snyder Cut. Yeah. I think it's going to be cool. I hope it's going to be cool.
I think everybody.
But I thought a lot of those movies were going to be cool, and they keep fucking letting me down.
Agreed.
I'm not all of a sudden going to start putting my eggs in their basket just because they're going to give.
I was all in on Suicide Squad. I'm like, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. But I'm with you.
And like, Zack Snyder had his vision, and it got fucked up with Justice League. Zack Snyder has also not made a lot of great movies.
No disrespect
to the guy.
That's fair.
But like, Watchmen worked.
Right.
But like, it was, with the exception of the changes they had to make for the ending to make it make sense, it was like pretty much shot for shot the comic, like panels.
Yeah.
Which I was cool with, but it's like, all right, that didn't, you didn't have to do much direction there, bro. You just read a book. And then like, Sucker Punch looked cool, but sucked.
Yeah, I don't think I ever watched that, actually.
And then I am not a big Man of Steel fan.
I enjoyed Man of Steel.
Fucking Batman v Superman is also not very good.
Yeah.
You know, like, it wasn't as bad as Justice League.
Right.
But it wasn't real good either. You know, like,
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying, I am
super optimistic for the Snyder Cut.
Me too. Me too.
But I am not ready to crown it any fucking thing.
Oh, neither am I.
And I'm certainly not going to say the Marvel Universe needs saving Zack fucking Snyder.
After those, if those type movies start hitting the darker type superhero stuff, once again, you're going to be back to kind of where you were with Batman Begins.
The Nolan,
you know, they're back in that kind of area. Not that Marvel's a little lighter than that,
right?
Usually, so it's kind of a different tone, but
it scratches different itches, man. I don't think you need to save.
Maybe.
I think if DC can make the darker stuff work, that's a win for both Marvel and DC, because then DC gets to have their thing, but also that doesn't compete with Marvel. Like that just works with Marvel. That was like both of those can be successful at the same time. No one's like, I'm not gonna watch Multiverse of Madness because I'd rather watch Man of Steel 2.
They can.
They'll say, I'll watch both.
They can, but they're gonna be compared to each other no matter what. So if you put out, you're not gonna wanna put out, I don't know, what was the fucking second Thor movie I can't think of?
Oh, The Dark World?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
you don't wanna put that out ever.
Well, no. But I'm saying if the Snyder stuff is working like it, you know, they plan it to be working, you're not going to put out a crapper type movie. My point is,
I feel like
it's good to have that a good competition.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's actually giving you competition to make you better.
I would agree with that.
You know, like in wrestling. I was just really trying to figure out a way to bring wrestling.
Where's
your segue? Yeah, that's all I had. No, I don't have any wrestling news.
Oh, damn.
I mean, they are doing live audiences again. You know, small capacity outdoor events.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on TV. You can watch it.
No shit.
You should watch it.
Wasn't there like some amount of fans at football this week?
There are, yeah. Yep.
That are just pieces of shit?
I think they're doing, I don't know if it's 25%. I'm not exactly sure what the capacity was. I'm not a huge football fan. I watch it a little bit here and there. But yeah. And I know I had TV on when I left the house. College football started. They let X amount of family in, you know, so it's small capacity. But the college, it feels a little more normal because they have the bands going. So the band's there doing their thing, so you got the noise.
That's cool.
So it does make it feel a little more like there's people there.
Yeah.
Than when I was watching the Chiefs game the other day. You know, there's people there, but it's pretty empty.
Yeah.
When you can hear everything going on the field, so...
That's like I've made no bones about how much I hate football.
Right.
But the only reason I know there even was fans was like I was scanning through, you know, sliding through my feed and shit, and it's like, you know, before the game, the players did like a moment of unity.
Right.
And just like got booed the fuck out. It's like, come on. Yeah. God. Like
Kansas City.
Like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Right.
Like,
right.
You don't want these guys to kneel. So they stop kneeling.
Right.
And die, like,
I know there's no win.
It like that shit just made me so mad.
I agree.
Like, you're really going to stand here and fucking boo people?
Right.
Your team that finally won the fucking Super Bowl
right.
is coming to, and you're going to start booing before the game starts? Fuck you.
I agree.
You don't deserve anything.
I didn't care for that either.
Yeah, you deserve no good things to happen to you then. That's some bullshit.
Chiefs still won.
Yeah. But
what are you going to do?
No,
I agree. I mean, I don't want to get political or anything, but it does bother me when. I don't want to get political.
Yeah.
I don't want to get political. Anyways, what else you got for me, man?
So, a question.
Okay.
Is
it who am I going to vote for?
Of course. Welcome. Welcome to the Red and Blue Talk with Brandon and John. No.
Don't worry. We're felons. We can't vote. No, I'm just kidding. We're not felons.
You don't know me. You don't fucking know me, man. We only been friends like 2 years.
I noticed you can't live by schools.
Right.
Yet you teach at one.
I was gonna say, I had a long 30 years before I met you, brah. So, Daisy Ridley.
Yes.
Has been doing like some interviews, some Star Wars related stuff. And they were talking about...
Who I found out earlier this week was supposed to be Rey Kenobi, but go ahead.
That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
So
I jumped the gun.
They were saying how, like, her whole lineage, they flip-flopped on a number of times.
Yes.
So my question is, do you think there's a better story with her as Rey Kenobi opposed to Rey Palpatine?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, do I have the whole thing in my head? Not necessarily, but... The Skywalker saga makes more sense than randomly just using Emperor Palpatine, who was a key bad guy throughout the saga, but not.
But didn't I feel
really
like
have
his,
any major
his introduction into the sequel trilogy is probably my biggest gripe with the sequel trilogy.
Okay,
like I think. It really showed a lack of imagination to me to bring him back. And I think there was a way to make her... Like, she could be a Palpatine without you having to bring back Palpatine.
Right.
And I think if... When they brought him back, I feel like it was a really bad move to just do it in the last one. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if he was going to be the big bad all along... Then let him be the big bad. Fuck Snoke. Like, let him be,
right.
You know, give me the Emperor in episode one and don't tell me how he survived.
Right.
And let that be the
right.
the question.
Yeah. Once I read that, it just proved all along that I knew, you know, which we had known, there's just way too many hands in the pot.
Right.
Trying
it,
to make
it
that...
was scripts written by a message board.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So.
Because for sure, like, I think her as a Kenobi, they're... You could get some really beautiful, like, symmetry between Obi-Wan essentially raising Anakin.
Right.
And then his granddaughter essentially putting down the rest of the, like...
Right.
The entire Skywalker family is bookended by Kenobis.
Right.
I think there's some interesting... there could be some interesting symmetry and poetic justice in that. Especially if... Say she fucking killed Kylo. Like,
right.
He actually was bad. So, like, her grandpa raises the Skywalkers and she fucking kills the last one. Like, there's some shit there.
She kills him, but turns out she's pregnant.
Wah, wah.
That's right. So, there's another Skywalker.
Right.
I guess not really. There still wasn't.
No,
I'm sorry.
Kenobi,
I'm sorry.
Man.
He was a Solo. My bad. But yeah,
I think there's interesting story that.
Well,
could have been
he was
told
a solo Skywalker, but whatever.
Right. He had Skywalker blood.
He did.
It's all that matters.
But at that point, it's only a quarter, so that couldn't be that great of the Force going through him.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of ways that they could have done her still as Rey Palpatine and done it better. So like,
yeah.
I don't think making her a Kenobi inherently makes it better. I think writing a better script makes it better.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think making her even a Solo would have made it better.
Yeah.
I really do. I remember reading one of the novels that came out after the original trilogy. I forget who wrote them. They're not technically canon.
Yeah, they're like the expanded universe stuff.
But yeah, but you know, Luke and or Han and Leia, you know, were married and had twins, and you know, Luke was training them in the Force kind of thing, and you know, that kind of shit. So I'm like, yeah, I that was a much better story to me.
Right,
it made more sense. You know, something could have happened to where they thought one died type thing again, I guess, or whatever.
Right,
but,
had to separate them out.
Right. I don't know. I just, hindsight, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I hear.
Once again.
What are you going to do? You're going to be Jon Favreau and use the Veil of the Force to reboot that entire thing and put it in a pocket universe.
Well, I was going
to
say,
really fucking piss me off.
As much as I might shit on Star Wars every now and then for whatever I might gripe about, I'm still insanely happy that I live in a world where I get all that shit all the time.
I certainly have my gripes with the sequel trilogy, but like I've still watched all of them more than once. Times, I still enjoy them. Right. I still think they're fun. I gripe about Star Wars because I love it. Right. Because I want the best version of it.
Sure.
Never mind. I was going to go down a whole nother road that we already tried to go. It
felt like I was having a dad conversation.
Yeah.
I only yell at you because I love you.
Right.
I want you to be a better person.
Yeah. I just want you to be better at being you.
Just do what I say.
Right.
That's all I want from you is just do what I fucking say.
And just like that, you're back in the Legion Hall. Brandon.
Yep.
Just do it. Shut up and play video poker. Right.
I used to ride the, like the dumbwaiter between levels.
That's awesome.
I'd jump on. Yeah, head on down. Because my dad worked down in the kitchen and grandpa was upstairs running, you know, the floor or whatever.
I'm so jealous.
No dishes on there. Just jump on, ride the dumbwaiter.
I'm so jealous. Yeah. I always thought dumbwaiters were the coolest things in the world, but I'd never seen one in real life.
Yeah, once I realized you didn't have to, because they always told me you have to close the thing and then hit the button. You can fucking hit the button and just go. Come on.
Fuck that door. Yeah,
this was the 80s. There's no safety mechanisms. Right. Come on, guys.
I don't care if I lose a finger. Right. That's on me.
Right. Oh, you don't close the door. You still hit the button and just go.
Oh.
Yeah. And just hope whenever you're down there, there's someone down there to open the door down there. Otherwise, you're just banging, let me open.
Shit.
Hopefully the radio wasn't on too loud. They could hear you. But no. Yeah. So that was my childhood.
Good for you.
Legion Hall's riding dumbwaiters playing video poker. You know, that old story.
Yeah, that old chestnut. We've all been there.
Right. What else you got for me in that little book?
I'm sick on Star Wars.
Please.
Gina Carano from The Mandalorian.
Yes.
Has come out and said, not all of those casting rumors that we heard are true.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm intrigued with.
Yes.
So she just came out with it. She was like, you guys are wrong about some shit. Like, there are some people that
wrong
you think
is,
are in this that are not.
Okay. I was going to say wrong as in they're not in this, or wrong as in what characters they're playing.
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, she was very cryptic about it.
Yeah.
She also said, she was like, you know, Star Wars is very secretive.
Right.
So I've seen all the scripts that I'm in, but you know, but according to her, we are not getting everything we thought we were going to get.
I'm still getting like Timothy Oliphant, right? I mean,
that's the one you're most excited about. Fucking Rosario Dawson is goddamn Ahsoka, well, and you're talking about Timothy Olyphantastic.
You know that's happening. That's happening.
I hope.
Yeah, that's happening.
I will be.
Yeah,
I'll be pretty good.
That was too. I feel like that was like an official announcement.
I don't think any of them were.
Nothing. Okay, that was just too big of a one.
None of them.
I felt like she commented on it.
Mm-mm.
Maybe okay.
That's because you know they try to keep their shit close to the chest. That's true. They don't announce anything.
That's true. That sounds so dirty.
Mm.
A Cleveland Steamer right on the chest. I don't really follow a lot of football, but did you see the Odell Beckham Jr. thing?
No.
Someone on a podcast, apparently an ex girlfriend or an ex whatever, he likes to get shit on.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. And he does play for Cleveland, so now they're selling a bunch of jerseys. But just say Steamers on the back, jersey number 2.
That's incredible.
You know, that classy thing in Cleveland. So, yeah, I don't know how we got onto Cleveland Steamer. What were we talking about? It's Star Wars, and the next thing you know, I'm talking about football and shitting on people.
We were talking about how Star Wars keeps things close to the chest.
Close to the chest. Thank you. Sorry.
So, like, with this casting stuff, you know, Rosario Dawson's the one for me.
It could be misinformation. I think she's just trying to throw you through a loop.
That also could be.
You know.
Like, I think the one that I want more than anything is Ahsoka.
Right.
Because I think there's the most interesting stories there to be told.
Right.
The one that I probably care the least about is the Oliphant.
Yeah.
And really, even more than that, it's not that I don't...
I'm not going to not watch the show.
Well, it's not that I don't care about him necessarily. I think he's a fine actor. I was not super excited about the idea of them bringing Boba Fett in.
Yeah.
Like, again, I just trust Favreau and Filoni so fucking much that, like, I don't... I think whatever they do is going to be good. I believe in them until they prove me wrong.
Well, it also wouldn't surprise me if that's just a through line for a few seasons.
Yeah, I just don't think... So, like...
Just tracking them for a while.
I think The Mandalorian is a perfect show for people who love Star Wars already.
Mm-hmm.
And because I love Star Wars already, it makes it easy. Like, my buddy Carl doesn't like The Mandalorian. He thinks it's bad. And I was trying to understand. I was like, oh, well, you're not real invested in Star Wars. Like, he doesn't, like, hate it. It's just whatever to him. Right. So a lot of what makes The Mandalorian interesting is that they're, like, pulling from Star Wars lore, and they're giving you, like, they're taking characters that were footnotes in the movie and elevating them or elevating their species in different ways.
Right.
And that makes it a little more engaging for me.
Yeah.
But I think I think bringing in Boba Fett just continues more down that path. And I don't want to see them recycle old things. You know, like,
I understand that, yeah.
I think Ahsoka's different because she was just introduced in the Clone Wars anyway, and they haven't really used her in as interesting a ways as that. Like, Dave Filoni made such a fucking perfect character addition. Having a genuine, honest-to-goodness Jedi that is not a Skywalker or a Kenobi,
right,
that still gets to exist in live action, you know, we haven't seen that shit. The way she fell out of the Jedi Order, like, there's a lot there that I think you can tell really compelling stories with, and I just don't know that there's that much interesting story to tell with Boba Fett in the universe this happened after his death.
Right.
And now we know that he's a clone just like the rest of the clone troopers were.
Right.
So, like, because of what I wouldn't hate a Boba Fett series that took place, you know, between the prequel trilogy and original trilogy, like him young Boba Fett becoming a bounty hunter.
Sure. Right.
I think there could be a cool show there.
Yeah.
But, like, in the timeline that Mandalorian is in, I don't need you to, like, regurgitate him out of the Sarlacc and then just have, like, I feel like the chapter is closed at this point.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you have faith in Happy Hogan?
I do. I goddamn do.
So what are you worried about?
I'm not worried.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if I'm not going to get all of the things that were teased at me, that's the one I would like to see on the cutting room floor.
Okay.
Boba Fett storyline.
Yeah.
Which in turn would leave Oliphant on there, because they were saying he was in the Boba Fett armor.
Right. Yeah. Well, I never knew what character he was going to be playing, but...
That could be cool if he was just kind of like a lone gunslinger. And, like, Boba Fett actually is dead, but he has Boba Fett's armor.
Right, just found it.
And they kind of treat Boba Fett like the Dread Pirate Roberts, like Princess Bride.
Passes it on.
Yeah.
There
could be something cool there. Yeah. All right. I've talked myself back into Oliphant.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be pissed if he's not in it. As the Dread Pirate Roberts of the Star Wars universe.
Did you bring up Princess Bride because you saw they're doing a reunion?
I'm
just curious if you saw that.
Of course I did. I did.
Is it on your list?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm playing bingo over here. I should be winning money.
You should be. Well,
I've crossed off three things on your list.
You've crossed off quite a few. Like, you've crossed off quite a few. Yeah, they're coming back for a reading, which I love.
I think so.
But
too,
you see, they're getting a bunch of they're getting a bunch of shit for it though.
No,
because it is they're coming back to do a script reading,
right?
But it is a fundraiser, and I don't think it's like. I don't want to misspeak because I don't remember exactly, but I know it's a lot of conservatives are angry because they feel like it's political. But I don't think it's like a fundraiser like for the Biden campaign or anything.
Sure.
But I think it's a fundraiser for a cause that
happens to be that, leaning left somewhat.
Yeah,
right.
And so people were like real upset.
They probably help children or something horrible like
right.
that.
Right, they probably do something kind for other people.
Yes.
But yeah, I had heard there was like some a bunch of backlash because there are a bunch of people that are like, no, let Princess Bride be want to be grumpy about money going somewhere. It's one of those things people are like, I want to see this, but I don't want to support that.
Absolutely.
Call. What the fuck ever.
Right. Right.
You know, I don't know.
I know what you mean.
But apparently it was catching some heat because it was a fundraiser.
George Carlin used to have this great thing. He called it NIMBY. Not in my backyard. So, like, you know, people are like, you know, I build more rehab places, build more, you know, prisons and more of this. Where are you going to put them? Not in my backyard. You know, that kind of
shit.
So people are all about this, but as soon as it's in front of you, you want to help? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Put that shit somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's kind of
that's
what
it is.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if that. I'm excited about it.
Totally.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Did you see the bits from the Quibi thing that they did?
I did not.
It was,
is everybody still alive except for Andre?
Yes.
Inconceivable. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
But on Quibi, and this was like real early in quarantine, there's a bunch of different actors and performers that reproduced like small sections of individual scenes.
Oh yes.
And they connected it and played it all together and ended up being Carl Reiner's final performance.
Yes,
and he got to do it with his son, which was cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so I feel like since that, which was, you know, like, what, April, early quarantine, I feel like Princess Bride's really been revving up.
They
added it to Disney Plus, like, 2 weeks after that.
Nice.
Yeah, I've watched it probably 3 times in quarantine.
Has anybody taken his place reading?
Carl Reiner didn't.
Or, I mean, not Carl Reiner. Who was the grandpa reading the book?
I don't know. I don't remember.
He was
that
a huge actor. The heck was his name?
It's fucking Columbo.
Yeah, basically. I can't think of his name.
That guy.
Did they say who's taking Andre the Giant's place?
I have not heard.
I'm curious,
but I also haven't looked. They may have announced it. I haven't. The only thing that I remember was like I read the one article that it was catching heat for backing a cause.
Yeah, for helping.
But. Other than that, I haven't looked too much into it, but I will for sure pay to watch it.
Oh, I would too. Yeah,
because like
I think Cary Elwes is the shit. He's great.
He's wonderful.
He seems like a wonderful person.
Yeah,
all around. So,
and it's just like that's such a perfect film.
And I will pretty much watch anything. And I don't know why. I don't know what the draw is, but Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah.
He's on the screen. I can't take my eyes off the guy. I don't know what it is. I'm absorbed by Mandy Patinkin.
I get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what it was. But
that, like, honestly, that is a perfect movie.
Oh, I would agree. Yeah.
Like, that's in that category. Yeah. Like, I've watched that movie probably 25 times, and I still cannot find a moment in that movie that I think could be improved.
Sure.
Like,
or need to be removed or something.
Right.
It is
perfect in every way. And it is still, at like, from watch one to watch 25, every time it is equally as charming. It is equally as fun. It's fucking perfect, man. It is a perfect fucking movie.
I would agree. Was there ever, because I love watching commentaries, did they ever do a commentary on the DVD early in the day for that?
Oh, I'm sure they did. I haven't seen it.
The reason I asked, this is so random. I don't even know how I found it. Probably one of those crazy nights on YouTube kind of thing. I'm watching like random commentary clips on YouTube or whatever. I'm looking for like bad ones. Like I want Arnold Schwarzenegger did a commentary track for Total Recall.
What? What?
And it is insane. All he's doing is, it's just him the whole time. You never, you know, and it's Schwarzenegger from the 90s, so he's still hitting those consonants hard. He's just saying what's going on. In this scene, I have to get to Mars in order to save the people from the Exogen bad guy. You know, it's the most ridiculous shit. He's just...
He's not giving any insights.
Nothing whatsoever.
He's just narrating
narrating Total Recall.
Because that's what that movie was lacking.
Oh, my God. In this film, I get into Taxi with black guy. He ends up being alien later in film. I mean, what the hell? It's great. It's, I mean, seriously, it's one of those things that's so terrible, but it's such a great watch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. I picture it, like, in 30, 40 years, like that government propaganda marijuana thing, Grass.
Uh-huh.
Or was it Grass? Something like that. Or, no, it was, what was that one? Reefer Madness.
Oh,
that was just the craziest shit. People watching now just laugh their ass off.
Yeah.
You put Total Recall on with a commentary track by the future governor of California.
By the governator.
Wow. Wow. I don't know how, if you had that kind of power, you should get that wiped off.
The future governor. His title now is the future father-in-law of Chris Pratt.
No shit, right? I mean, I heard those stories, like Schwarzenegger. You know, remember Schwarzenegger did a porno and he got rich, but then he was able to buy them all out and destroy them?
Stallone did the porn.
But how couldn't Schwarzenegger, he's a governor, he couldn't be like, hey, those Total Recall commentaries...
Get him out.
We got to nix that shit.
We got to let that go.
That's some horrible stuff.
It's just bad. The
documentary with him talking about smoking weed while he works out, totally fine. But Total Recall commentary track?
Bro, he was the governor of California.
This was
of
in the 70s.
Of course he can talk
this
about
weed.
This
was in the 70s, I know. Like, we would...
But I'm saying, like, now that just gives him more cred.
It does
California.
True. That's probably how he got elected.
Right. Yeah. They're like, oh,
yeah.
This muscle dick like to get high?
No shit, right?
We're cool.
Yeah, that was like, all of a sudden, stoners were like, wait, I can be like Schwarzenegger? I can just get stoned and work out for days on end?
Right. I just get stoned and get lost in the gym?
Yeah, that's how that works.
I'm here for it.
He left at the part where he did massive amounts of steroids first. And then got stoned. Forgot he did steroids. Right. Did massive amounts more. And then worked out.
How do you think he became Conan?
No shit.
Oh, my God.
I don't have anything else on my list today, man.
Oh.
You got
really?
Okay, what do you got? You're surprised I don't have something.
I am. Okay. I have three things left.
Oh, my God.
There are...
I feel like I didn't do my research this week.
I have four things left.
Oh, my Lord.
But three of them, I'm not surprised aren't on your list. Three of them are kind of obscure.
Okay.
But... That fucking Dune trailer, bro.
Dune trailer was solid, yeah.
That trailer was sick.
It was
I am so excited.
I have no
reference
for Dune.
Really?
I don't hate it. I don't love it. It just is to me, right? I don't know what it is. Yeah, I know. I have no...
I had fun with the movie, the original movie. I have... For years, had people try to convince me to read the books, because apparently, like, according to the people that I know that have read the books, are like, bro, this is your wheelhouse. You will love it. You have to read it. And I never have.
Right.
And then when I heard they were remaking it, but making it, like, super, apparently, this is, like, really loyal to the book. So I'm like, sweet, now I don't have to fucking read it.
Right.
But the amount I have heard from the amount of people that I've heard that I would love the book.
Yeah.
And then just seeing just Timothée Chalamet giving me the litany of fear. I am fucking in. I am so fucking
I'm not going to... The trailer looks badass. I'm not going to lie. No, it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
And I'm like...
Going into it, what to expect? Yeah,
you got Timothée Chalamet, who's the fucking legit. You've got Oscar Isaacs, who's the fucking truth. You've got Zendaya, who is fucking nails in everything.
Yeah,
like killer cast.
Yeah. Dave Bautista
looks like it set him back a couple $100.
Yeah, it didn't look cheap.
I am fucking jazzed on it.
No, I think it'll be fantastic.
I am here for it.
Every
I am looking forward to that being my new favorite. In my head, like how you've got the Snyder Cut already launching, the movie that launched 1,000 ships, even though he's had 3 cracks at it beforehand. This to me is that, like, I am already building up this movie in my head as like, awesome. I'm going to see it and I'm going to love it. And that's going to make me read the books because I'm going to love it so much.
Yeah.
So then I'll go back and read.
Yeah. I think just time and experience has just made me jaded.
It's hardened you.
And I've seen so many dystopian future type movies.
Sure.
Look amazing.
Yeah.
And shit the bed.
Yeah.
Like I'm right. I can't. What the hell's the sequel? Harrison Ford thing just put out Blade Runner.
2049.
What was that? You know what I mean? I mean. We don't need that shit.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
It was just all about, like, that was something I should have watched the Science Center. You know what I mean? Like, I should see that in IMAX and, like, that's it. And it was a great visual thing. Other than that, I didn't need it. And I'm just nervous when I see, or I think, little Waterworld, Kevin Costner.
Sure. And I think you've got really valid points.
But for every one of those, there's a Mad Max, and it's fantastic. Right. So I'm not shitting on the idea.
I think you've got valid points. What gives me more faith in this is that it is such a tried and true and beloved source material.
Sure.
You know, like Blade Runner 2049 very much felt like a cash grab. Like, it was like, oh, wait, Harrison Ford was willing to come back as Han Solo? Right. I bet we'd be willing to come back as this.
Right.
Let's put that fucking pretty boy Ryan Gosling with it. Let's make some money on the sequel that no one's really asking for.
Yeah.
And then Waterworld.
That's a long time.
Was a crazy experiment that just missed the mark. But
Kevin Costner had so much money thrown at him after Dances with Wolves type shit that they're like, hey, go into the middle of the ocean and make a major motion picture. And just see what happens. I'm not going to lie. Parts of Waterworld, I enjoy watching that shit.
I've never seen Waterworld.
Like, you get Waterworld, and then you know what else he does? The Postman. Remember that one? Did you ever see The Postman?
Never saw it. I remember hearing about it.
Like 3 hours of him delivering mail in the future of nothing. It's more than that, obviously, but it was...
Is it, though?
Yeah. Spoiler, he really wasn't a postman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He stole the uniform to fit in and to get into a community. Yeah, it's all big hoax. Oh,
good for him.
But then he found himself and fell in love. And then I think he beat the leader of, like, the rival gang. And he won, anyways. Tom Petty was in it.
Oh.
Yeah, Tom Petty was, like, the mayor of
That's a real sales pitch for me.
Tom Petty's in it. Yeah. I didn't get it for you?
I don't give a shit about Tom Petty, man.
What?
I know. I'm
not going to fall on my sword for Tom Petty, but hey, I mean, I like me some Tom Petty.
Tom Petty's not my jam.
Don't come around here no more.
Tom Petty's not my people.
American Girl? Mary Jane's Last Dance? Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing for you? That great video with Johnny Depp?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, man, it was a great video. What the hell was that? Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know you're going to go download Tom Petty, regardless.
Sure. A fun note, the guy that owns Jelly Belly?
Yes.
Is fucking going full Willy Wonka.
I saw that, yeah.
Sending out the gold tickets.
I love Jelly Bellies.
One grand prize winner is going to get their own Jelly Belly factory.
Just so you know, if they put them in Dr. Pepper jelly beans, you're looking at Willy Wonka right here. I swear to God. I buy them by the pound. I'm shitting you not. It's embarrassing as fuck. And it takes me a little while to go through it, but I buy on Amazon. It's like my monthly, not monthly, but regularly checked. Pound of Dr. Pepper
You're
jelly
subscribed
beans.
Subscribed to Dr.
Jelly Belly.
Pepper.
Fucking great, man. They're so good. They're so good.
Oh, my God.
Jessica swears they taste nothing like Dr. Pepper, but you know what? I think they're fantastic.
You know, if there is one person I trust to tell me the flavor of Dr. Pepper, it's you.
It's this guy.
So,
the only you're reason the authority I on used that. To go to Straub's was because they had a Jelly Belly wall. Like the,
You'd go to the rich people grocery store
just to get jelly bellies. Because then they're like, what are the aisles with all the, seeds and candies or whatever, like all the healthy stuff.
Yeah.
But then the 9
Every
containers
color
at the
of
end
jelly
is
bellies.
The jelly bellies. Fuck yeah. Mm.
Oh my God.
Those are good. They're good.
Yeah. I'm not a candy guy.
How do
man.
I win? I need to get into this. I need to start making some money off my
addiction. You just gotta buy the fucking Jelly Bellies.
Are they just in the regular Jelly Belly like boxes? The variety boxes? What do I need to get here? The Harry Potter funny boxes that taste like boogers and stuff?
The Birdie Bots every flavored bean?
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's not tickets. They're golden dog tags.
Okay.
And each dog tag is worth $5,000.
Okay.
You get every dog tag gets $5,000, but one of them is the grand prize, and you just get a fucking Jelly Belly factory.
Wow.
You don't get the company.
Yeah.
But you get a factory.
I don't want the company. That sounds like a headache.
Right.
Just yeah.
Yep. You get to own a factory.
That sounds nice.
It's pretty fucking cool, man.
Well, I know where I'm going after this.
To my couch to watch Bill and Ted.
After that, some Jelly Bellies.
Right. So, do I have... What else did I... Did I just cross something out that I shouldn't have? Oh, man. See, this is what happens. I get distracted. Oh, well. The last thing that I'll say, because I can't even remember what was the other one. A shameless plug for my favorite documentary of all time now. My new favorite documentary of all time.
Yes.
Called Bleeding Audio.
Oh, yes. You were talking about earlier. Yes.
So this band called The Matches that are just kind of impossible to describe. Like,
as the kids say, the bee's knees.
I have always thought so.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you would call them a punk band, but that seems like too simple of a descriptor. Like, I think that's probably the easiest hole to shove them in if you had to.
Yeah.
But they're punk enough that like, oh, I get it. I see it. But they're fucking weird enough that you're like, I've never seen anything like this at all. You know, it's like, it somehow fits like an old shoe, but also runs like it's brand new.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
And so they made three records in like 4.5 or 5 years, right in the mid-2000s when everything went full digital.
Right.
So like, they just never really broke big. You know, and they were big. They're big enough. Like, and me and fucking St. Louis heard of them.
Right.
You know, like they were definitely legit and they were touring like crazy, but they just. They should have been like fucking arena big. Like, it was like they were there at the same. They were a fucking small scene band the same time Fall Out Boy was.
Gotcha.
And the fact that Fall Out Boy became that band instead, Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco both became that band, and the fucking Matches didn't, is still unconscionable. Because like, they have the appeal. They have everything about them is totally fucking sellable.
Right.
Like, they should be that big. And it just didn't work. And then, someone made a documentary about him,
right?
10 years later. And it is goddamn, it is so fucking engaging.
Is it, it just came out this year? It's new.
Yeah, it's new. You can't watch it on Amazon. You can only for this month, you can watch it at the San Francisco Documentary Film Fest website.
Okay.
And you have to pay $10
for
a 24-hour rental. I'm sure before long it'll be on Amazon. But like, as a fan of them, of course I'm the target audience.
Sure.
But if you're just a fan of music, you will love the shit out of it.
Nice.
Because it really gets into the kind of interesting ins and outs of how the record industry changed at that point. You know, like I wouldn't say it's entirely, like, it is about the Matches, but more than that, it's about adapting from a local scene to a national scene in that time, and the Matches are just kind of the vehicle to tell that story.
Okay.
You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's definitely about them.
Right.
But their story is not a unique story.
I don't think. Yeah.
I think it's the best version of it because I think they're the best fucking band. Like, they're still top five all-time favorite bands for me. I fucking love them.
Nice.
But if you are just interested in the music scene or the music business, it is a really compelling watch.
Nice.
It's very good.
I had a fun little watch the other night. It makes me feel so old when I say I love shows on this channel, but fucking PBS had a documentary on, but it was about vintage vinyl.
Oh, I watched that too.
The local record store. It's fucking great.
That was awesome.
It was a fun little, you know, just a bunch of, you know, see all the little random in stores and shit like that.
That was super fun.
I thought it was great, and it, you know, spoke so well of like local St. Louis music scene and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cool little watch. So I enjoyed the fuck out of that. Nothing, you know, nothing groundbreaking or earth shattering.
It was
or anything amazing, but it was just a fun watch.
Yeah, that was a really good.
Reminds me of why I love going there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, like one of the first guys, you know, you walk in there and it's just, you can't describe, it's just a vibe that has, he's set up in there that just makes you feel like this is right.
This is home.
Yes.
This is where we should be.
And that always just felt that way. I'm like, why do I feel like this is right? I'm just surrounded just by that is. Vibe.
Yeah.
And many times, I, you know, I didn't know who he was, but he would come up to me when I'm looking through records. Hey, what are you digging through? What do you like? You know, I don't like this. Yeah. Oh, let me fucking show you this real quick. Happened to me many times before I had any idea. This guy owned the damn place, and he's just spinning records, hanging out, wanting
and
to know
just
what...
doing what he loved to do, just talking about music with other people that love music.
Yep,
yeah, that was a great program. I would recommend that to anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you told me about that one, and I'm like, oh yeah, I watched this little documentary, but Channel 9 makes me feel old for some reason.
Oh, but it's so good.
It is, and I always feel guilty for not paying.
Yeah,
like some things I've donated Channel 9 before,
I've
you know, here or
some
there.
Bucks to KATC,
but I watch it so much, like I probably should do.
Yeah,
I mean, I pay at least $12 a month for HBO and bullshit. I should at least be throwing Channel 9 $10 a month or something. Right. I feel like, you know what I mean, instead of like a 20 every year or some bullshit just to get a tote bag or some CD. But yeah, I watch that. But
Channel
then
9 is the shit.
The week before, I'm a big Avett Brothers fan.
Uh-huh.
They had a Red Rocks concert. I'm like, that was fucking fantastic, too. Yeah. Channel 9's legit,
PBS
man.
Is on the up and up.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, PBS does some great shit. If it's not for Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street.
Well, that's what I was, as a parent, PBS, and this is objectively, this isn't like they do the best educational kids TV. They do the best kids TV.
Sure.
Nobody is making better cartoons.
Since day one, they've done the best kids TV.
Right,
like since, I don't know, 60s, whenever they started, I don't even know when they started.
They put Disney to shame. They put Nickelodeon to shame. Like, the shit they had, like...
With no budget.
Right.
Yeah.
The shit they have, Let's Go Luna.
Mm-hmm.
This was these handful of shows I started watching because of the girls. It's Judy Greer as the moon.
Oh, no shit.
It's fucking awesome. Nature Cat rules.
Is Daniel Tiger PBS?
Yep, yeah. Daniel Tiger.
That was the Mr. Rogers,
Universe. Daniel Tiger's awesome.
Yeah.
Molly of Denali, Xavier Riddle in the Secret Museum. I could go on for days, man. They are killing the cartoon game.
Nice.
Better than anybody.
That's
so
right.
PBS is A-okay to me, man.
So take it from two middle-aged guys. Get your cartoons at PBS, kids.
Fantastic.
That's all I got.
That's all I got, too. We can cut it here, buddy.
We're going to go watch Bill and Ted.
Woo, woo.
That's right.